I believe in mystery.
I believe in family.
I believe in being who I am.
I believe in the power of failure.
And I believe normal life is extraordinary.
This I believe.
Our This I Believe essay today was sent in to us by Dr. Donald Rosenstein. He's the clinical director of the National Institute of Mental Health in Washington, D.C. His expertise is psychiatric care of the mentally ill. Here's our series curator, independent producer, Jay Allison.
Donald Rosenstein told us, after hearing our series on the air, he had been thinking about what he might write. And then he woke up in the middle of the night and the essay just poured out of him. His belief, he found, resides at the intersection of his professional and personal life. Here is Dr. Donald Rosenstein with his essay for This I Believe.
I believe in adaptation. That is, the same stimulus does not invariably elicit the same response over time. The first time I saw my son flap his arms, I nearly threw up. My son Kobe was 2 at the time, and he and my wife and I were at an evening luau in Hawaii. Dancers emerged from the dark, twirling torches to loud, rhythmic drum beats. I thought it was exciting, and so did Kobe. He began to flap his arms, slowly at first, and then with an intensity that mirrored the movement of the dancers. In an instant, I was overwhelmed. I knew just enough about arm flapping to know that it was characteristic of autism. I was confused, panicked, and strangely preoccupied with the fear that I would never play tennis with my son as I had with my father. That one movement took on immediate, powerful, and symbolic meaning. Something was terribly wrong with my boy. Kobe is 16 years old now. He lost his language, developed epilepsy, and has struggled profoundly. We've all struggled, including Kobe's little sister, Emma. But we've also adapted. Kobe still flaps his arms, and he's got the thick, muscular upper body one would expect after 14 years of isometric exercise. He's a sweet and beautiful boy, and together we've been on a journey into frightening and unknown territory. Like any fellow travelers, we've learned from each other and grown. Kobe's arm flapping means something different to me now. It means that he's interested, tuned in, and present in the moment. That Kobe has autism is old news at this point. We've grieved, survived, and adapted. We've learned to be more patient, to celebrate more modest victories, and to connect with Kobe whenever and however we can. Now, when Kobe flaps, I'm happy for him and what it means about his engagement, not sickened by what it might mean for his and our futures. Same stimulus, different response. I believe that this lesson in adaptation has been one of Kobe's greatest gifts to me, to our whole family. I've seen it as Emma's embarrassment over her brother's condition has faded and been replaced with compassion for those who struggle. And I've seen the influence of Kobe's lesson in my own work, helping patients cope with illness and tragedy in their lives, like my patient who can finally celebrate her father's memory after years of debilitating grief that came with every anniversary of his death. Last summer, Kobe had a delirious romp in the ocean alongside Emma. Kobe flapped his arms wildly in anticipation of each coming wave. Not quite the family beach day we had once envisioned, but a spectacular moment nonetheless. Old heartbreak, new appreciation. I believe that reframing a problem can help to overcome it. But adaptation is not the same as becoming tolerant of or inured to something. Adaptation allows for creative possibilities. Kobe has adapted to us, and we to him, and through this process, our family has discovered deep and meaningful connections with each other, connections we never thought possible.
Dr. Donald Rosenstein with his essay for This I Believe. Rosenstein said that before he adapted to his son's illness, he wouldn't always know how to respond when his very sick patients would tell him, "I just don't know what to do." Now his answer is, "You do the best you can." We hope you'll visit npr.org/thisibelieve and consider submitting your own essay to our series. For This I Believe, I'm Jay Allison.
Jay Allison is co-editor with Dan Gettiman, John Gregory, and Vicki Merrick of the book This I Believe, The Personal Philosophies of Remarkable Men and Women.
Support for This I Believe comes from Prudential Retirement.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.